This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Ruchama Abam, welcome everyone. Good afternoon. Parshas Vo'ira. We have an amazing topic today. Amazing material. Before we begin, we mentioned that we're working on the Sefer Berachos HaTzadik of the Ben Lashi. If anybody would like to participate in bringing that to the public, I received a phone call from Eretz Yisrael of an individual whose father was a personal shamish of the Ben Lashri, and he sent me pictures of the svarim that the Ben Lashri would give people brachos from. So I'm very glad that the word of the Sefer is catching on. If anybody would like to participate, that is still available. We are currently working to translate the Haggadah Shel Pesach, our edition on the Haggadah, into Spanish and French. If you'd like to learn how to say the Manish Tana in French or Spanish, or you want to learn French and Spanish, then you figure the best way to do that is to read the Haggadah in any of those languages. Or if you live in France or in South America or in Central America and you'd like to participate, that is available. We are closing in on our second Yarchei Kala, President's Week in Panama. If anybody wants to join, there's still a few slots left. That is available. We have an amazing material today on Parshas Vo'era. Let's get up the Maramakoimais. Here we go. Here we go. We're going to share it on the screen. In Parshas Vo'era, we have a very unusual expression that is used regarding Paroi. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. And Hashem said to Moshe, Kaved lev Paroi. The heart of Paroi has become heavy. Me'ein l'shalach ha'am. He refuses to send out the people. What an unusual expression. Kaved lev Paroi. The heart of Paroi has hardened or is heavy. Literally heavy. What does that mean? What does it mean his heart is heavy? And this is an expression that finds itself many, many times in Parshas Vo'era. Numerous times throughout Vo'era, we have a mention of the heaviness of Paro's heart. Kaved lev Paroi. We have here, Perek Zayin Pasuk Yadalad by Makos Dam, Kaved lev Paroi, Me'ein l'shalach ha'am. We have Perek Ches Pasuk Yer Aleph, Vayar Paroi ki hoisa harvacha v'hachbeid es libay. We have Perek Ches Pasuk Chav Ches, Vayachbeid Paroi es libay gam ba'pam hazois. We have Perek Tes Pasuk Zayin, Vayachbeid lev Paroi v'loy shilach es ha'am. We have Perek Tes Pasuk Lamedalad, Vayichbad libay hu va'avadav. We also have in Parshas Boy, Boy el Paroi, ki ani hichbadeti es liboy vi es lev avadav. Come to Paroi, because I hardened his heart and the heart of his servants. So we have six times a reference to the hardness of Paroi's heart. What exactly does this mean? What is the significance of the hardening of the heart of Paroi? We also find in Parshas Boyin B'Shalach, that as Paroi was chasing after the Jewish people, something very unusual happened. Usually, the rider guides the horse who guides the wagon. And then we find by the Yam that Paroi was trying to pull back, and the horses had a mind of their own, and they were running headlong into the sea. But we find even more than that, that Vayasar is oifan mar kevoisav vayinahageyu bichvedus, as if the wagons themselves were leading the horse who was leading Pharaoh into the sea. The agala was Moshech the manhig. Isn't that unusual? Usually the rider guides the horse that guides the wagon. Here, the wagon guided the horse that guided Paroi. What's going on over here? What's the meaning of this phenomenon, Vayoif Vayasar is Oifan Margulaisav. And we begin with a medrash in the Yalkut Shemayni, an amazing medrash, Kaved Lev Paroi. The Medrash says as follows. The Medrash says, number three, Amru Mashal Lamaha Davar Doimeh, what is this analogous to? La'ari, to a lion, the Chayos, and a wild animals, Vishual, and a fox, Shahayu Holchim Besfina, they were going on a boat. You can imagine what kind of trip this must have been. A lion, wild animals, a fox, they were traveling on a boat. V'chamar goyve meches min asfina, with a donkey gathering taxes from the travelers. So as they're embarking on the boat, there is a tax collector, a donkey. Can you imagine? The lion, the fox, they're going onto the boat, and there's a donkey tax collector. Amar lohem achamar tnuli meches. The donkey said, you can't enter. No tiki, no pay. If you don't have, if you don't pay the tax, you can't enter. Amar leishua lechamar, the fox said to the donkey, kama azin panecha, how audacious you are. Ata yoidea shemelech shebachayos yimanu v'ata tishal meches. Don't you know the king of the jungle is here? Don't you know the lion is here, and you're collecting a tax from the king? Okay, I'm collecting from the king, but it's going into the king's treasury. The lion said, bring me this donkey. The lion ripped apart the donkey. He gave the limbs to the fox. He says to the fox, Sederli Eivarov shall shoitaze, arrange for me the limbs of this fool. Halach Hashual Vesidran. The fox went and he arranged the limbs. Ra'al Libay, the fox in arranging the limbs, he got a little hungry. He saw the heart. Natlai, he took it, va'achla, and he ate the heart. Kishabaho Ari, when the lion came, Matza Eivarov Sidran, he sees that the limbs are arranged. Nesuchin, and all cut up. Amar lei, the lion said, wait a second, there's something missing. Libay shel shoyteze heichanu. Where'd the heart go? Amar lei, the donkey said, the fox said, Adoni Amelech, my master, the king. Where did the heart go? He didn't have a heart. Lo hayo loy lev. Because if he had any seichel on him, shem hayo loy lev, lo hayo sho meches min amelech. He never had a heart. If he would have had a heart, then he never would have asked for the tax. Says the Medrash, Af Paroi Harasha Kach, so to Pharaoh, Im Hoyo Loi Leiv, if he would have had a heart, Lo Hoyo Imer Lamelech Malchei Amlochim, Ten Li Daron, he never would have said to God, give me a present. And forget what the mice did, and say, Mi Hashem Asher Eshma B'Koylai. So the Medrash seems to say that just like in the story, where the lion asked the fox, where'd the heart go? And the fox said, what do you mean? If the donkey would have had a heart, he never would have asked for the taxes. So too, Paroi Harasha, if he would have had a heart, he never would have asked for a present. This is the meaning of Kaved Lev Paroi. Just as a halachic point, the Medrash is somewhat implies that there are living species that could live without a heart. Because the lion believed the fox that this donkey never had a heart. Why didn't the lion say, I don't understand what you mean never had a heart. How could he live if he never had a heart? And this is a big machloikes, gedoli achroinim. There's a famous case of an animal that was shechted, and they looked, and it had no heart. But they were suspicious there might have been a cat in the area. So is it possible an animal could survive without a heart? Or do we say probably the cat ate the heart? That's a big shaila. Look in the Chacham Tzvi, Siman Ayin Dalad through Siman Ayin Zayin. Look in the Kreis Yoplei, Siman Yoradea, Siman Mem, Siv Katan Dalad, and in other sources. But we're going to analyze this Medrash and try to understand what does it mean that Paroi's heart was hardened. Let's begin with the Chasam Sofer. He says, Chassam Sofer quotes the Medrash and the parable of the lion and the donkey and the fox. Says Chassam Sofer, the intention here is simple. A person has three faculties, three koichais. He has a faculty of tzmicha, of growth, physical growth, and in that sense, he shares that in common with plants. The faculty of growth, tzmicha, is found in the liver. That is the most base and lowest element of man. The living spirit is found in the heart. Veruach hachiyuni, the living spirit is in the heart. The heart is what desires. And in that sense, man has something in common with animals. The soul is in the mayach, and that's the seichel that distinguishes man from animal. So, man in its lowest form is a tzoymeach. That faculty is in the liver. It's the most base form of man. Then the living spirit is found in the heart. That man shares in common with animal. And then the seichel is found in the mayach. That is why, just as an aside, people, the most base and physical element of creation is the liver. The liver is, chopped liver is the most physical, basest entity. The koyach hatzmicha is in the kaved. The koyach hataiva is in the lev. The koyach haseichel is in the mind. And the Chassam Sofer says, this is merumas in the pasuk, melech al kol b'nei shachatz. Melech, mayach, lev, kaved. Mind, heart, liver. Shachatz, sichli, chiyuni, tzoymachas. By the way, we once learned from Rav Yonis and Ibishitz that this was the secret of the three-letter curse of Bilam. Kalem, kalem. Right, the Gemara tells us that Bilam knew the precise moment that Hashem gets angry. So Tosfos asks, what could Bilam possibly have said in that precise moment? And the Chazal say, Bilam could have said, Kalem. What's the curse of Kalem? Also, we know that one of the psukim of Malchios comes from Parshas Balak. That's the pasuk Utruas Melech Boy. And Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz explains that man has three capacities: the koyach haseichel in the mayach, the koyach hataiva in the lev, the koyach hatzmicha in the kaved. What is dominant? What is primary? What is given primacy? Who takes the lead? The way it's supposed to be is the mind, the mayach, should take the lead. It should guide the lev, that should guide the kalev. If you do that, you're a melech. You're a melech. The mind guides the heart, that guides the liver. But in the world of Bilam, it was the other way around. The kaved, the liver, guided the lev that guided the mayach. So in the world of Bilam, it was a world of kaved. And therefore, it was kalem. Kalem. Kalem is the kaved should lead the lev, should leave the mayach. Masha'in Kain, the bracha, the transformation into bracha is melech, where the mayach governs the lev that governs the kaved. In any event, this donkey did not recognize the melech Huari. Most animals recognize the king. Therefore, he was downgraded. And all he became was a tzoymeach. So you know what the shul said? The shul said his heart was like a liver. Meaning, he descended from being a lev, like an animal, and he fell to the level of tzoymeach, which is a kaved. The Ari said, this animal has no lev. So too Parai. Parai did not recognize Hashem. He guided himself based on his taiva. And he persuaded his whole nation. So he descended from the Madregas Adam to the Madrega of Behema. Therefore, he lost his mayach. You know what he's left with? Kaved, lev, Parai. Paroi is left with no mayach, only a kaved and a lev, says the Chassam Sofer. In his Chedushin to Pesachim, Dav Zayin Amud Beis. Kaved, lev, paroi. Paroi is degraded, downgraded, reduced to a kaved and a lev. This is what it means, kaved, lev, paroi. The geder of paroi is a lev and a kaved. Now, in the end, Hashem hardened his heart so much against his will that Hashem took away his taiva. So now, not only does he lose the mayach, he also loses the lev. Even if he wanted to send out Klal Yisrael, he did, he couldn't. So now Paroi fell, not only from Adam to Behema, he fell from Behema to Tzoymeach. Now his lev is not working. Now he's mamish kaved. That's the pshat. Originally it's kaved, lev, paroi. Paroi is just a kaved and a lev without a mayach. And now it's ki ani hechbadati es libay. I made his heart into a kaved. So Paroi started off by losing his mayach, and then hechbadati es libay, he lost his lev as well. The mashal of the neshama in the seichel, in the way it guides the lev and the kaved, is like a horseman who guides the chariot, who guides the horse, who guides the chariot. So just like a horseman guides the horse that guides the chariot, the mayach, the Adam HaMedaber, who's manig the chai, who's manig the agala, the tzoymeach, and the oifanim, the neshama guides the lev, and the lev guides the kaved. It's very unusual that the animal will guide the rider. Occasionally you'll have a broken bronco, as they say, and the animal will be out of control and he'll guide the rider. Sometimes you'll have, analogous to that, the heart, instead of being governed by the seichel, will dominate the seichel. But you'll really never find where the wagon guides the animal against the animal's will, but by a Rasha like Paroi and his cohorts. You know what Hashem did? Not only did they lose their mayach, but their heart was hardened where they're governed by their kaved, hatzoymeach. So Hashem punished Paroi, mida kenegen mida. He removed the wheels of the Markava. And they were guided b'chvedus. Vayinhagam b'chvedus. They were guided by their liver, where the wagon drew the rider. This is what it means. Boyal paroi, in the beginning of next week, ki'ani hechbadati es libay. Laman shisi oisoisai eila b'kerbay. The Baal HaTurim points out the word shisi is spelled chasar. Shisi should be spelled shin yud taf yud. The Baal HaTurim says, shisi shtei. There are two more makos to go. But says the Chassam Sofer, according to our approach, that Hashem hardened his heart, he turned his heart into a liver, so Hashem made two miracles in Paroi. Number one, things turned on its head where the wagon pulled the horse. Just like, not only did the horse pull the rider, the wagon pulled the horse, those two miracles. And says the Chassam Sofer on the pasuk V'aleha lichpois kol chadrei baten, kol is merames Rosh Teves kaved and lev. So this is the approach of the Chassam Sofer, that originally Paroi was acting only based on his taiva and his koyach hatzmicha. In the end, Hashem was kiani hechbadeti asliba. He turned the heart into a liver, and Paroi was only governed by his lowest feature. And therefore he's punished mida keneged mida, that at the yam, not only did Paroi not guide the horse, not only was the horse guiding Paroi, but the wagon was guiding the horse. And this was perfectly symbolic and reflective of what was happening in Paroi's consciousness. Now I have to say, the first time I prepared this topic, I prepared a maramakaim that at the time I thought was a very rare maramakaim. When I prepared this 10 years ago, perhaps even more, I would say this is a rare Maramakaim, and it's very hard to read the source Almost nobody ever heard of this. It's a very rare sefer that nobody learns. The name of the sefer, it was written by Rav Shimshon Chaim Nachmani. It's a rare sefer called Zera Shimshon. And here we are 10 years later, and it's become one of the most popular Svarim today because of the haftacha that he gives, that those who learn it will be blessed with success and Bane Chaye Yomazayne. Actually, it's interesting that the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Tzvi Kushelevsky, he would learn Zera Shimshon as well as the Ben La'ashri. Those were two of the sources of skula that he would try to access. Since I printed this on the page, I have a new edition of the Zera Shimshon, and I'm going to read to you from my newer edition, because as you see, the old original print is hard to make heads or tails of. The Zera Shimshon also, in Oy Zayin on the Parsha, also deals with this issue. What does it mean? Kaved lev paroi, or ani hechbadati aslibai. Why do we say that the hardening of his heart is dependent on the kaved? Why does it say the word heart every time? Vayechzak lev paroi, vaychaz Hashem's lev paroi. Why did Hashem remove his bechira? So now what? Apikarsim are going to say God didn't give the Pharaoh a choice. Says the Zera Shimshon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dealt with Paroi quid pro quo, measure for measure, mida k'neged mida. He did not remove from him his bechira. The Pri Chadosh says in Yeradeya Simin Mem Sivkaten Hey, he brings from the Bach a tradition that there's a story that a bone was once found in the heart, and the sages were machsherit, because we find such a thing in the heart of a tzvi, that it gets hard with blood, it turns into a bone, and it could be other animals also have such a phenomenon. So the Pri Chadosh quotes the Bach, that there's such a phenomenon that they once found in a bone in the heart of a deer, and they were machsheret. Okay. I'm sorry, they once found a bone in the heart of a behemoth, and they were machsheret based on the fact that it's found in the lave of a tzvi, hardened blood. So the Zera Shimshon says, look, the truth is, if this is what happened, okay, we'll accept it. But you can't learn from there that it should be applicable for other animals. Just because it is present in a deer, that sometimes you'll find in the heart of a deer that the heart gets hard, who says that would be by other animals? But the Zera Shimshon says, we find in the Sefer Shar HaShamayim, that other animals do not have a bone in their heart, except for a horse and a type of ox. They have a bone because they're so big and they need strength of heart. And therefore, an animal that has a bone in it, we can't matter it until we know it's an ox or a horse that the Chacham recognizes. So says the Zera Shimshon like this. We could say in the beginning, Paroi's blood hardened so much in anger that the blood coagulated and congealed like a deer. This is what it means, kaved lev paroi. Therefore, he refused to send them. So Paroi was so angered that his blood coagulated and turned hard, and he became stubborn. When God saw that his wickedness and his anger, the blood hardened in his heart, then God added to his obstinance, and he gave him a bone. This is what it means. Ki bapam hazois ani shlechas kol magifoisai el libcha. Rashi says, from here we learn that makas b'chayres is equal to all the makos. And the Mefarshim ask, why mention makas b'chayres here? And why mention in his heart? But says the Zera Shimshon, el libcha refers to that after Paroi hardened his own heart because his blood coagulated and he became a treifa, like the Pri Chadosh says, that originally he wouldn't have been, originally only the blood coagulated. But then God put a bone in his heart, and a bone he can't survive. A bone in a person, a treifa, cannot live more than 12 months, like the Prichadash Paskins. And now that Paro is a treifa, so now he's in sakana to die. So therefore, it says, as kol magefa isai, a maka that's equal to all the makas, because now Paro is a treifa, and he's in danger of death. So certainly makas b'chayrais, which is vaday death, is shakol keneged kol hamidais. In any event, the Zera Shimshon learns that it's not that Hashem just indiscriminately took away Paro's free choice. Paro allowed his anger to become so, to boil within him to such an extent where the blood in his heart coagulated, congealed, and hardened. And at that point, God stepped in and he made it a bone appear in the heart of Paro. Anyway, the Zera Shimshon is learning that that's what it means. Ani shaylech es kol magevoisai el libacha. Paro became a treifa, and therefore he only had 12 months to live. The Sefer Kerem Eliezer points out that it's not pashut that if a bone is in the heart, an animal's a treifa, that's only if the bone is there naturally. But if it hardened because of the coagulation of the blood, it might not necessarily be a treifa. Ayin betfuay shar in yardei simen mem and darkei tshuva over there in Sivkat and Lamed Zayin. There's a sefer Degel Machane Ephraim, the Degel, grandson of the Baal Shem. And he also has an interesting take on Kaved Lev Paroi Me'ein L'Shalach Ha'am. Again, the Chassam Sofer said Kaved Lev Paroi. Paroi was reduced to a state without a mayach, just of a kaved and a lev. And then ultimately, even the heart was turned into a lever. Says the Degel Machane Ephraim, that why does it only say kaved lev paroi by makas dam? What does it mean kaved lev paroi? He says, I heard from Mechutani Harabim Afursim, Rab Lippa, from Chmelnik. I think I saw it afterwards in a medrash, kaved lev paroi, that his heart literally transformed into a liver. Friends, we all know that no evil emanates from Hashem. All evil that comes to man, the Avera itself is what causes the evil. And man's own deeds pay him back. Like it says, Gemul yadav yeyaselai tiasreka ra'asecha usimai gegenu b'yad avineinu. This, says the Degel Machane Ephraim, is the meaning. By the first makkah, the makkah was dam. Why? God doesn't bring dam. It was similar to the infraction and the sin of Paroi. What happened to Paroi? His evil was his heart. He turned his heart into a liver. And from that sin, he created destruction. And that's where the blood came from. Because we know the kaved is full of blood. The kaved is riboy dam. It's malaya dam. There's nothing that has more blood than a liver. It's almost impossible to salt a liver. Ein malichasai ela betzli. You gotta roast it. The only way to kasher a liver is gotta roast it. It's very hard to salt. And the paroi turned his heart, which doesn't have as much blood, into a liver, which is full of blood. So from that blood came makas dam. By the way, the Degel Machane Ephraim says you could say, b'derech halotza. We know Chazal tell us, the makos were nigoif veripo, smiting the Egyptians and bringing remedy to the Jews. Like the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, and like the Toldos Yaakov Yosef says, he says, from the Makkah itself came the bandage. That which smote the Egyptians brought healing to the Jewish people. So he could say, he says very, Bedar Chalatza, cute. The makkah came from Paroi's hardening his heart into a liver. From the liver came a lot of dam, but dam and domim. So Chazal say from makkah's dam, we became wealthy because it was blood, dam for the Egyptians, and domim, money for the Jews. Like the Ibn Ezra says, Adam doyeg al yamav, ve'enoy doyeg, Adam doyeg al damav, ve'enoy doyeg al yamav. A person worries about his money, he doesn't worry about his days. But that's strange. Damav enom oizrim. Your money doesn't help. But v'yamav enom choizrim. Your days will never come back. Here also, damav could mean your blood or your money. So what was blood for the Jews, what was blood for the Egyptians was money for the Jews. Now, where did the blood come from? It came from Paroi hardening and transforming his heart into a kaved, into a liver. And that's where the riboy dam came from. The Chasam Sofer in a different piece says something very interesting. There's a Gemara in Gittin Samach Tes. Hay dama da'asi mipuma, blood that comes from the mouth. If it comes from the liver, if you cough up blood from the liver, there's no remedy. So therefore, where did Makas Dam come from? The Kaved of Paroi. Kaved Le Paroi. Ah, he's one and he's over. He's finished. Ein Le Takana. You know, we're going to learn momentarily that a little bit of an opposite shot. You know, the liver is found near the mara, the gallbladder. Yeah? So the Chasam Sofer was once giving someone a test on Yaradeya, and he asked the guy, by the way, do you know where the mara is? He said, yeah, what you do is you could give it a little lick, and if it's bitter, you know that's the mara. So Chasam Sofer said, really? Do you know how to do that? So he brought him to the Shlachtois, and he brought him the animal, and he said, no, lick it. The guy had no idea where to look. He knew. He was book smart, but he had no practicum. So Chasam Sofer says, you don't know the asra. You don't know the asra, the place of the mara, of the gallbladder. You don't know the asra of the mara, and you want to be a mara da asra. You don't know the asra of the mara, and you want to be a mara da asra. That's a good joke. Remember that one. Okay, so one more approach about this. Boy el paroi ki ani hechbadati es libai leman shisi oisoisai eila bekerbai ki ani hechbadati es libai. The Medrash says God hardens his heart like a liver. In the Sefer Yalkut Ha'urim, Rav Moshe Uri Keller, he says something very interesting. There's a Gemara in Chulin that says a liver that begins to deteriorate, as long as you have a kezayis in the makom of the mara, is kosher. A lave that begins to dissolve, the person's a trefa. Now, God is going to bring into a paroi, he says, ki becha uba'avadecha v'olu hatzfardim, the frogs are going to croak in the intestines and going to croak in his heart. Now, we have a problem over here. The frogs are going to go into Paroi's heart. Hashem, though, needs Paroi to stick around and survive. Laman yisaper l'boy oylam, to recount to all mankind the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if the frogs are going to croak in the heart of Paroi, if they're going to go in Paroi's intestines and eat his heart, Paroi's going to be a trefa. He's not going to survive. How is Paroi going to be able to survive all the nisim? So therefore Hashem says, don't worry, I hardened his heart into a liver. And when it comes to the liver, you don't need the liver to be extant. Even if you just have a kezayis b'makom demara, you're not a trefa, you're kosher. So the pasuk says, "Ki ani echbadeti es libay." I hardened Paroi's heart like a liver. Why? Because I need him to survive. Why? Laman shisi oy soy say ila bekirboy ulaman to saper ba'azne bincho ben bincha. I need Pyro to stick around. If his heart is going to get eaten up and going to dissolve from the frogs, then he won't be able to survive and he won't be able to be laman to saper ba'azne bincha. So you know why ani hechbadati as libay like a kaved? Because if his heart remains only like a heart, then he's going to be a trefa. So I need him to have a kaved, because if you have a kaved, you could survive much longer. So just the opposite of Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer learned, God, the Makas Dam came from Paroi's Kaved, and when the blood comes from the Kaved, Ein Loi Takana, the Yalkut Urim says Hashem transformed the Lev into a Kaved to give Paroi some viability to stick around. Why? Laman Shisi Oisoisai Ela Bekirbai. So these are some of the Drushim on the Pasuk Kaved, Lev Parich. Sam Sofer says Pari was reduced to having the status without a Moyach, only a Kaved and a Lev. Later on, he was reduced only to having a Kaved. And because Pari's Kaved guided the Lev and the Moyach, so therefore the wagon guided the horse that guided the rider. Sam Sofer also says Makas Dam came from the Kaved, and therefore Ein Loi Takana. Furthermore, the Zera Shimshon says that Paroi got so angry, his heart turned into hardened blood, whereupon God came in and then turned it into an etzem. The Dega Machne Ephraim says that Paroi hardened his heart, and it became kaved, and therefore that's where the Riboy Dam came from, that was blood for the Mitzrim, and Damim for the Jewish people. So these are some of the secrets of kaved, lev, Paroi Me'in L'Shalach, Es Ha'am. And this is what happened to the Melech Mitzrayim. If you're a king, if you're a president, you always have to make sure first comes the Mayach, then comes the Lev, and then comes the Kaved. These are all important advice on Inauguration Day for any Melech. You don't want to become like Paroi. And if you keep the Mayach first, then the Malchus of the Aretz is Ke'en Malchusa Deshmaya, and as Chazal say, you should always run to see Melech Mimalchei Umayis Ha'olam, so that when Mashiach comes, you could be Mavchin between the honor of the Melech and the honor of the Melech HaMashiach. Rabbi, say, have a great day. Bracha v'atzlacha. Sure, yes.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.